It's the second day of debate in the House of Commons on Brexit, specifically whether Theresa May should be given the power to begin Brexit negotiations. Again, here's our political correspondent, Eleanor Garnier.
Yes, Eddie, having clocked off last night at around midnight, MPs got back to debating Brexit at about midday today. And this Article 50 they're all talking about is a procedure, the formal notification that Theresa May has to give to the European Union that Brexit is happening and Britain is leaving. Once triggered, it gives the two sides, that's the UK and then the rest of the EU, 2 years to agree the terms of the split. The Prime Minister's promised to trigger Article 50 before the end of March. She had hoped to get on with that without Parliament getting involved. The Supreme Court, though, said no, telling Mrs. May she had to consult MPs and peers first. So that's what's happening now. And having kept his powder pretty dry until now, the former Chancellor, George Osborne, who helped to lead the Remain campaign, was on his feet in the Commons today, dishing out warnings. He cautioned there would be a deep constitutional crisis if MPs voted against triggering Brexit, and he accused Theresa May of failing to prioritise the economy.
The government has chosen, and I respect this decision, not to make the economy the priority in this negotiation. They have prioritised immigration control, and that was a clear message from the referendum campaign, and they've also prioritised removing European Court of Justice jurisdiction from the United Kingdom, and in that sense, asserting parliamentary sovereignty, although I would point out that Parliament can choose to leave the EU, as indeed we are choosing to do in the coming days. So we're not prioritising the economy, although we hope for the best possible arrangement. The European Union is not prioritising the economy either in these negotiations. Having spent the last couple of weeks in Berlin and in Paris, talking to some of the French and German political leaders, it is absolutely clear that while they understand that Britain is a very important market for their businesses, their priority is to maintain the integrity of the remaining 27 members of the European Union. They are not interested in a long and complex hybrid agreement with the United Kingdom.
With MP after MP queuing up to speak, here was a little reminder from the Speaker, John Bercow, at how busy things were on the second day of the debate.
It would be hugely appreciated if colleagues didn't keep coming up to the chair, either asking explicitly when they're going to be called, or doing so implicitly by inquiring whether it's all right if they go for lunch, repair to the loo, consume a cup of tea, or eat a biscuit. It is not necessary. All I would say is patience.
So no biscuits, Eddie, and certainly no going to the loo. The former Culture Secretary John Whittingdale, a leading Leave campaigner, urged his colleagues to accept the vote as it was on June the 23rd last year.
The result of the referendum was clear. In my own constituency, it was nearly 2-1, and people did understand what they were voting for. It doesn't matter that a majority of younger people may have voted to remain, or a majority of those with degrees may have voted to remain, or indeed even that some parts of the UK may have voted to remain. This was a nationwide referendum of the British people, and the British people spoke.
But it's a position the Scottish National Party does not accept. All SNP MPs will vote against the bill. Their international affairs spokesman, Alex Salmond, questioned the Prime Minister's intention to leave the European single market.
Of course it's possible to honour the result of the referendum and stay within the single marketplace. And even if you think that there will be an exit from the single marketplace, it is madness in diplomatic negotiating terms to abandon that position now. Yes, you should keep the place in the single marketplace and allow the other European countries to negotiate you out of it.
But the Conservative Leave campaigner Sir Gerald Howarth said the UK had everything to look forward to.
This is the moment we begin to take back control of our laws, our borders and our money. Once again, we become a sovereign nation state in command of our own destiny, and I am absolutely delighted about that.
Now, when it comes to the vote tonight, the government is relaxed, with most Tory and Labour MPs expected to back the bill. The Labour leader, though, might not be feeling so relaxed. Jeremy Corbyn's got to decide whether to fire his front benchers who disobey his orders and refuse to give the Prime Minister permission to trigger Article 50. Also making an appearance in Parliament today, Sir Ivan Rogers, Rogers, Britain's former ambassador to the EU, giving his first comments since his resignation last month. He told a Commons committee this morning that any trade deal after Brexit would require a humongous amount of work. And he warned the negotiations could descend into a bit of name-calling.
At the risk of sounding rather glib, trade negotiations always start with people making pious and pro-free trading comments, usually on both sides of the table. They usually end up in a fairly mercantilist fist fight. But then, most of them resolve themselves and end up with trade deals. Not all by any means, but they go through phases.
And Sir Ivan confirmed reports that European officials were preparing a rather steep exit bill for Britain.
It is being said, and openly, by Commissioner Barnier and others in the Commission, that the total financial liability, as they see it, might be in the order of 40 to 60 billion euros on exit.
Suggestions of a multi-billion pound Brexit divorce bill won't have gone down well with some, nor will many of Sir Ivan's warnings about the negotiations ahead. Eddie, it's fair to say Theresa May might be victorious here in getting what she wants through Parliament, but what Sir Ivan made clear was that the Prime Minister faces an almighty battle up ahead with European politicians and officials.
Eleanor Garnier reporting.